The Office of Pediatric Dentist Dr. Chifen Chang and Dr. Vicky Heyman is a lively place with SpongeBob cartoons playing on the waiting room TV. Brightly colored mobiles dance above the dental chairs and large smiley faces decorate the walls. It's all about making children and teens comfortable at the dentist office.
I'm going to shine this light by your lips because it's kind of dark in your mouth, okay? Can you do me a favor and hold your hands down by your belly button? Right down here by your belly button. There you go. Good job. You open great big. We're going to count your top teeth. You can do it, just like you were doing. You want to watch in the big mirror? You want to hold the mirror and you can help me? Let's try it that way, and then you can help me.
Hold on to that
mirror, and then you watch me count. Okay, open great big. Good girl. Big like an alligator.
Dr. Heyman uses behavior management strategies to treat her young patient so that she takes care of the patient's teeth and leaves the little one smiling.
You're welcome. Now you got to promise me, shake on it, that when mom says she gets to have a turn brush in your teeth, that you're going to be a good helper.
Another happy young patient is one more child less likely to suffer from extensive dental disease later in life. That's important because according to the National Caries Prevalence Survey, 92% of children age 8 to 18 have mild to moderate gum inflammation. And dental decay is one of the most prevalent infectious childhood diseases in the United States today. Heyman says a pregnant mother can do a lot to start her child outright by practicing good habits herself.
Women who have periodontal disease or gum disease are 7.5 times more likely to have preterm low birth weight babies than women who have good oral health.
Heyman's partner in the office, Dr. Chang, agrees that prevention of dental disease begins before birth.
As soon as a woman finds out that she's pregnant, within weeks, the fetus will have a rough shape of the head and the limbs. And within the head portion, the jaws are starting to develop. And within the jaws, there are clusters of cells that are going to develop into teeth. I think the initial signs of calcification, the hardening of these cells, starts as early as 4 months in utero. I think it's very important that a mother is in very good health while she's pregnant. I'm sure when they seek prenatal care, they are cautioned against using alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs that can affect the overall growth of their babies. And then that affects how the teeth are formed as well.
Because tooth formation begins so early, nutritional deficiencies during pregnancy can cause serious problems, including poor enamel development, delayed tooth eruption, and malformed or small teeth. Dina Chapman is a registered dietitian at Carle Clinic in Urbana. She also teaches prenatal education classes at Francis Nelson Health Center in Champaign.
Primarily, in the pregnant woman, a lack of vitamin D and calcium can interfere with tooth formation. So it's important that a mother prior to pregnancy as well as during pregnancy consumes, the recommendation is 1,000 to 1,300 milligrams of calcium a day, which is about 3 to 4 servings of dairy products, which could be milk, yogurt, or cheese, as well as some of the non-dairy products like broccoli, canned salmon.
The American Dental Association and the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry recommend parents take children to see a dentist for a first visit when teeth start coming in between 6 months and 1 year. Heyman says getting a child started early with dental visits twice a year can mean the difference between being relatively cavity-free and having a mouthful of decay. Early dental visits allow a dentist to detect cavities when they're small, so the child experiences less stress. And the dentist can teach parents a lot about prevention, including how their own poor oral hygiene can affect their children.
Women who have significant levels of a certain bacteria that needs to be present to cause decay, Streptococcus mutans, can transfer that bacteria through their saliva to their child's mouth.
Heyman says parents can minimize that risk by brushing twice a day, flossing daily, and getting regular checkups. And for babies, Heyman and Chang say wipe the gums with a cloth even before teeth come in. Parents need to recognize baby teeth are important. They help children chew food to get adequate nutrition. They help them learn to speak and develop self-confidence.
Healthy teeth in children's mouths help hold the space for future permanent teeth, so it keeps the shape of the jaws normal and stable. Studies have shown that children with good dental health, have better attention and attendance in school, too.
Parents can begin brushing the teeth with a soft brush and water when their baby's teeth start coming in, and continue to help brush the child's teeth until around 8. Fluoride-free toothpaste should be used until the child can spit, because swallowed fluoride can cause an upset stomach. But Chang and Heyman say parents can make sure their children get the right amount of fluoride to build strong enamel, either through fluoridated water or fluoride supplements. Parents can teach eating habits that promote good dental health, too. The doctors offer these tips. Never put a baby to bed with a bottle. Give kids only 6 ounces of juice a day because it contains a lot of sugar. And feed them healthy snacks like cheese and vegetables.
I think awareness on the parents' part is very important. Education pays big dividend in the long run for their children's dental health.
Even though 90% of all cavities are preventable, according to the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry, almost half the children in the United States suffer from decay by the time they're 7. Dr. Chang, Dr. Heyman, and Dina Chapman urge parents to understand that good dental health for children is a mix of genetics, nutrition, and hygiene. But children can be cavity-free. It's a matter of taking control early. For Smile Healthy, I'm Lynn Crandall.